1 Kings chapter 7, Solomon was building his own house 13 years. Well, we just read at the end of chapter 6 that he spent 7 years building God's house. Spent nearly double that time building his own house. And he built the house of the Forest of Lebanon. Now, when you come to his reflections on his life when he's an old man, and as the record says, his wives had turned away his heart from God and he turned to the idols. This is in Ecclesiastes, and in chapter 2 there, he looks back on his life and he says, yeah, I had a passion for building. I built this, I built that. I just loved building, and I did all that, and, you know, I went through a phase of doing that. Well, it seems to me that his building of the temple was part of his passion for building, which he just had generally. So remember that God didn't actually want that temple. He said, I don't want a temple, he told David. I will build you a house, in the sense of a family of people who would live eternally in God's kingdom. So I think he was serving God by building that temple, just insofar as he wanted to do it anyway. It was sort of reinforcing his own personal enthusiasm. We're asked to pick up a cross and follow after Jesus, to actually sacrifice, to practice radical self-control, radical self-sacrifice. Not just serving God in ways that happen to be convenient or attractive to us at the time. So you read here about all the things he built. He made a hall of judgment for the throne where he was to judge. It's very much about elevating his own throne. And he made also a house for Pharaoh's daughter, whom Solomon had taken as wife. Well, maybe that was the girl that you read about in the Song of Solomon. They had a pretty stormy relationship, and the Song of Solomon ends up with them splitting up. Maybe they got back together again. But what we do know is that his many foreign wives turned away his heart from the true God. It says, verse 9, that all these great building projects were of costly stones, cut stone. We read in chapter 6 how he had a huge army of thousands and thousands of men cutting stone, and he had taskmasters over them to achieve all this huge building. And when he dies, the people come to Rehoboam, his son, and say, your father abused us. Can you, make things a bit lighter? And he really was the fulfillment of what Samuel had said when he said to the people, if you want a king, he's going to take your sons and make them work for him. And unfortunately, that is how Solomon was, because he just was really on a big ego trip. He wanted to build and build this and build that. And he builds, a lot of things in the temple. That's all apparently all well and good. It's sort of based on the tabernacle, but it's all huge scale. And when you look carefully at how these things are described, he made, for example, in verse 19 and 20, he made two great pillars, and there were capitals, that is sort of decorative things on the top of them, with pomegranates and lilies. Well, this is exactly the kind of stuff that's been dug up in Egypt. And it's clear that he was influenced by the architecture of Egypt because his wife was Pharaoh's daughter. So he's doing all this, and yes, it all appears to be all well and good, but in fact, he's really missing the point. He's mixing the world with his apparent service of God. You read here how he makes this huge sea or laver that is absolutely massive. Well, in the tabernacle, there was a fairly small laver where the washing was done before the animals and the priests could approach closer to the holy place. Well, this one is massive, and the whole sort of style here is massive, huge scale compared to the tabernacle. God made it clear that he does not really love loads of sacrifices, and Solomon's father David had figured that when he sinned with Solomon's mother Bathsheba. He says, sacrifice and offering you don't want, but what you want is a broken heart. Well, Solomon didn't have that humility. He hadn't gone through those humbling things that David had gone through, or rather he maybe didn't allow himself to be convicted of his sins. And so he was into offering mass sacrifices. We're going to read of how he offered thousands of animals. There would have been blood everywhere. And so he needed these sort of huge scale things like the laver and lots of tables for the sacrifices to be cut up on and all that sort of thing. And there were 10 basins, verse 38, 10 basins of brass. They were all pretty massive. But this was not at all what God had commanded in the tabernacle, because he didn't want huge numbers of sacrifices. He actually says that several times in the Bible, that he does not want rivers of blood and huge billowing smelly smoke from burning animal skins. He wants broken hearts. And that is what he totally failed to get, it seems to me. And we can be the same. We can be so obsessed with serving God as we imagine he would like to be served. And it's more a question not of what would I like to do for God, but what do people need? And what does God want? It's not all about me. It's all about him.